to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, anytime. And, Monday through Friday, not anytime. 11 to 5. Those are the times. Or you shop online anytime. That's what I meant.
Right.
On the Browns mobile app or shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Make sure you're there to check out the latest in apparel. Good time to get in, get those jerseys, Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby and Ben Tate, for that matter. All right, we're going to talk right now about Teddy Bridgewater. He had his pro day today at Louisville, along with the other Cardinals who are draft eligible. Jody Demling was there for Cardinal Authority, a scout.com publication. Jody, thank you for joining us, number one. Number two, your thoughts on how Teddy performed?
Yeah, no problem, guys. It's always good to talk about Teddy. But, it's a pro day, and I'm not the technical guy like some of the scouts who were there watching. From everything we heard, though, from scouts, it was average at best is what they were saying. I think, you could tell Teddy was a little disappointed. He missed some throws, especially some deep throws that I think people wanted him, to see him make. And, the guys who were there, some of the national guys who were there, Donovan McNabb, I just spent about 10 minutes talking to him about it. He said, look, it is a pro day. It's in shorts and a T-shirt. He said he didn't do as well as he needed to do, but you still, when you throw that game tape on, it's something to be said about that. I can remember back, I think, wasn't it Jamarcus Russell that had the greatest pro day ever? And,
that's so correct.
I think you have to take it with a grain of salt. Yes, he didn't perform at a high, high level, but it wasn't awful. It was just more than anything. He just kind of looked uncomfortable at times. And I think maybe they've tweaked a little bit of his motion a little when he was at IMG and working out down there. And I think he just looked a little uncomfortable at times.
What was with the decision not to wear a glove for his pro day?
He said that he had been working out without the glove down in Florida, and that he just decided that that's what he was going to do. Now, and I asked him afterwards in his press conference, I said, do you plan to wear that glove, going forward? And he kind of smiled and he said, well, we're going to have to wait and see. And I would imagine that glove comes back on for whatever he does for any team from here on out. There's been he supposedly is meeting with the Texans sometime in the next week. And he wouldn't say the other teams today, but evidently three other teams have already been in contact to say, hey, we want to hook up a meeting, maybe a private workout sometime in the next couple of weeks. He wouldn't say who that was, but he did say that the Texans definitely, he is meeting with them. And I don't know if it's a workout. He didn't go, and didn't tell us what that was, but sometime next week he will meet with the Texans.
Now, one of the things about Teddy Bridgewater has been he is the most flawless looking of the quarterbacks just in terms of his mechanics. So you mentioned that you defer to others to talk about mechanics, but I think the one thing the naked eye would show is that he just would look good throwing the football, and that really wasn't the case today. Do you think there's any sense of pressure that he might have felt? This really was his first time throwing for that kind of audience because he skipped the combine. Do you think the weight of that got to him in any way today?
I do a little. He's never a kid that's really faltered under any kind of pressure before. Every time we've seen it, he's just rose to the occasion. And I think this was the first time we've really seen that. This was the one day. He said, this is the day I've been pointing to. This is the day I was going to do it all. He didn't throw at the combine. He didn't run the 40, with the 40 at the combine. The fact of the matter is he's lost about 15 pounds. He was down to 208. Now he says he lost the weight because of a cold. But I can't imagine that it wasn't just because he was going to run the 40 today. That's what the thinking is, from us that were there. Because he'd only been back in town for like 4 days, and he said he picked up a cold and did some stuff. And he's not going to lose, 10, 15 pounds for that, I wouldn't think. So yeah, I think the pressure kind of got to him in a lot of ways. And the best way to describe it is for a guy who has always been flawless and a guy who's done it effortlessly, he looked like he was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a guy when you watch him on tape, and that's what a lot of scouts will go back to, who has that unbelievable consistency, the command, the mental command of what he needs to do in his offense, the pinpoint accuracy. And for that to be off today, certainly, I don't think it raises a red flag. I think a lot of people, it's a media-driven world, so you want to make a mountain out of a molehill here.
Right.
But certainly, it's got to be disappointing. You get a sense that Teddy was ultimately disappointed with the way that he performed?
He put on a good front. He was like, it wasn't up to the level I wanted it to be. That's what he kept saying. It wasn't up to the level I wanted it to be. And I think he was, you could get the sense that he was like, I kind of let this one get away. You know, there were, he threw 63 passes. He ran the 40 and he threw 63 passes in his workout. Chris Winkie, from IMG, they came up with the script. And Chris was right there going through the script to his wide receivers. I think Damian Copeland, his favorite wide receiver at Louisville, caught about 30 of the 63 passes. And of those 63, there were 6 deep balls that they fluttered. I mean, they were either to the left or the right. They were opposite side of where the receiver should have been, and they were fluttering when they got down there. And, that's kind of the one thing I think that a lot of the scouts were hoping to see him do. And as Donovan McNabb said, he made all the throws. He just didn't make the deep throws like he should have.
We're visiting with Jody Demling. He covers the Louisville Cardinals for Cardinal Authority, a scout.com publication. Jody, you brought up the weight thing, and he cited a cold bringing his weight down to 208, and that does sound pretty extreme. Obviously, players do drop weight to run faster 40 times, but in the case of Teddy Bridgewater, weight's been an issue, or being a little too small to be a pocket quarterback. Do you think that's something, when people look at the fact that he was 208 pounds at his pro day, that it is going to hurt him? Because, again, the question is, how much weight can he gain? How much muscle can he add? How much of a concern is that from your standpoint?
I've always thought that's always been the biggest concern. I mean, he went from, I think the one year he played his junior year his sophomore year, he played at 222 or 223. And then he had some facial surgery done to where they reconstructed his nose and did some stuff. And during that, he lost a bunch of weight and he never really could get back to that point. And he was always, it was always to the point where he said it was because of the surgery that he had done and didn't eat for a week or so, and all that kind of stuff that when he had the surgery done. But ever since then, I mean, his weight has been up and down, back and forth. And I've always thought, that to me, when I'm looking at it, if I'm an NFL team, that's kind of the biggest issue is like, okay, what weight can he really carry? Where is he going to really be at? Where is he going to play at? And again, I just think that is the biggest issue with him going forward and looking at it. And I think this raises even maybe more of a red flag. It's down to 208. I mean, it's like, I would assume that's going to be one of the first questions that all the teams that meet with him individually will ask about the weight.
You've seen this guy play time and time again. What is your evaluation of Teddy Bridgewater? Where, if you were one of the teams picking in the first round, where would you pull the trigger? What do you feel about his future?
I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't know if, and I love the NFL and I watch a lot of NFL football. And being around here, we just don't have it. But I don't have a favorite team, so it's great. I get to watch them all. And I don't know that he fits great with the Texans and with the new staff and all that. But if he goes past the Jaguars, I'll be surprised. He's just so calm. He's so smooth. He just is. He does it so effortlessly. And like I said, today, I don't want to get too caught up in today, him looking kind of awkward. I mean, maybe he was nervous. Maybe they're tweaking some things. He just, when he's in there, when he's got the shoulder pads and the helmet on, it looks so easy to him. And it comes so easy. And he did it in the biggest games against the best teams that they played. He was always at his best. And I just think that's why I think it's somebody near the top of this draft is going to have to pull the trigger on him. I would think the Jaguars would.
Jody, anybody that you saw as far as interaction with Teddy or anything you observed on the sidelines give you some indications about level of interest, that sort of thing that we always overreact to at these pro days?
There were 6 head coaches. There were 6 head coaches that were there. The Texans and the Titans were the 2 head coaches that went, like when Calvin fired safety for Louisville was doing his workout, Chip Kelly was there from the Eagles. And Chip Kelly, basically ran to the front and got a good spot so he could see Calvin Breyer work out. Well, when Teddy Bridgewater did that, it was the Texans and the Titans, and they were front and center for him. The Raiders were there too. I think the Texans, I saw four people from the Texans, with, you know, from the organization of the Texans, and I saw three from the Raiders and three from the Titans. So you're talking, I mean, those were the three teams that were, like, when he was doing his thing, they were right there, and all eyes were on Teddy. So, and like I said, I know he's met with the Texans already, has another meeting with them again, and he said he has three other, you know, workout type things set up, and he wouldn't tell us who they were. I would think that the Raiders definitely would be one of those.
All right, Jody, thank you for the breakdown. We really appreciate your knowledge and your time, and perhaps we'll visit again sometime between now and the draft.
Yep, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Jody Demling, Cardinal Authority, a Scout.com publication, covers the Louisville Cardinals and breaking down Teddy Bridgewater's Pro Day. We've got much more coming up for you. At the bottom of the hour, we will be visiting with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. We'll talk some Ben Tate with him, maybe some Matt Schaub as well. Want to hear from you in between 216-578-0850. Dial us up on this St. Patrick's Day edition of CBD. I got to get it out. And yeah, he's Nathan. I'm Vic. We got Megan Rock hanging out with us, tweeting. Going to put together Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. We'll also have some video from our show today as well. Stick around.